This is a combination of roses and a calla lily, a little miniature calla lily.
Connie's been doing this for 20 years, and you can tell. She takes some flowers, and with a few cuts and twists, all of a sudden, she's holding a corsage.
You run wire through the end of the rose and put floral tape on it.
During prom season, Connie makes 30 or 40 of these a week, which is taxing for sure, but it's a piece of cake compared to the teenage end of prom. Remember, to even get to the corsage stage, you have to pop a monumental question, an agonizing question, a heart-wrenching question, one laden with the crushing fear of rejection. Will you go to prom with me? Here's Philip Baggett to tell you all about it.
I've got this slight problem. Well, it's kind of big in my book. I can't find a prom date. I guess I'm really not good at it. I just kind of suck, I guess you could say. Yeah, that would be the best word for it. I suck. I know some of you guys are saying, not Phil, he could easily get a prom date. I mean, that shouldn't be a problem. What, you don't believe me? Here, listen to this.
Kirsten, would you do me the honor of going to prom with me? How was that? What did you think about that?
It sounded like he was asking me to a
ball. But see, you would. You see how you wouldn't have said yes?
I don't know if you should ask so politely nowadays.
Oh, that's kind of like 1943?
Probably. I wouldn't even say that far back.
So you would have said no, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Nah.
You're lying, aren't you?
No, I'm not lying.
Yeah, you probably are lying. That's okay. It doesn't matter. I mean, that's okay. Okay. I'm perfectly fine with it. That's okay.
I, like, give them a reason why I really want to go with the specific person. Because, I mean, like, if you're just going around asking anybody, they're going to be like, oh, well, why me?
I mean, what you going to do? Get on your knees. You're not proposing. Just ask them.
So just ask.
Yeah.
Just ask. Isn't that a bunch? So what would be your strategy to asking someone to prom? How would you go about that?
Hey, you're coming to prom with me. That's it. No questions asked about it.
Clearly, that's not going to work. I'm going to have to find something else.
I think I would send, like, I would probably get, like, a little card, and I would decorate it. I would make my own card, and then I would put, like, a little yes or no box, and then, like, have one of my friends give it to them, and then I'd be right there watching, and then when they look at me, I would wink, and I'm like, yeah, and then, like, mark X, and then they would have, like, a little colored pen.
Boy.
And then
I'm more lost than I thought I was. Why can't I ask a girl to prom? You know, it's strange because when I get in front of a girl, you know what the difficulty is? I start looking at me. I'll be like shaking or something. And then I'm like, oh, this is like so embarrassing. And I'll start thinking about, oh my God, I didn't get my hair cut today, so I look a mess. So I mean, I'll give up, basically. You know what? It seems as if I'm just not gonna have a prom date. I could go to prom by myself, walk down that long, beautifully decorated hallway and see all the other people with their prom dates, and I'll just be there by myself with my tux.
With my tux.
Heather,
yeah.
Would you do me the honor of going to prom with me?
Sure. Yes.
That was Philip Baggett with a story called Will You Go to Prom With Me? It was produced for Curie Youth Radio out of Curie High School in Chicago, Illinois. You can learn more about this story at youthcast.org. Special thanks to Connie at R. Blooms in Lake Oswego, Oregon. She's the florist you heard at the beginning of the podcast, and you can see a picture of the corsage she was making at youthcast.org. Youthcast is a project of Generation PRX, a website that is all about youth radio. Go to generation.prx.org to learn more. Youthcast will be back in 2 weeks with another story by a talented young producer. Youthcast is the next generation of sound. It is a glimpse into the magic eight ball of radio's future, and the outlook is good. I'm Kira Feldman. Thanks for listening.